Welcome to today's audio. Today's audio is one of deepening that movement into acceptance, into a space of hospitality and welcome for all those parts of us, and acceptance for wherever we are on our journey. I think there's a temptation, particularly when we're on a journey of wanting something to change, that desire for something to be different can result in a tidying up or a wanting to package up our journey in a very cleaned up way. I remember that when my son was born, we had some cleaning help in our house. It was such a source of support to have someone come in and help clean my house and having all those children underfoot. And yet I noticed something really interesting about myself. I noticed how I would want to tidy my house before they arrived. It was this almost, on the one hand, it felt really practical of, well, because I was paying by the hour, they'll spend less time cleaning my house if I spend more time getting it cleaned up beforehand. But I also could feel that there was a vulnerability there. And the vulnerability was, I wanted to portray the more cleaned up version of my house. It's like, am I okay with someone helping and cleaning my bathroom when it's really gross and really dirty? Or do I feel like I need to tidy it up before they get there? Am I comfortable with someone seeing my unmade bed and the laundry that needs folded and the kitchen that is filled with dishes? I've talked to several other people who've noticed the same tendency. Maybe we could invent a word for that, of cleaning up your house before the cleaning help comes to help clean. But regardless, I think this is a good metaphor for how we often relate to ourselves and to our being. It's challenging to hold that space of wanting to help ourselves heal so that we suffer less, because that's really what we want. If we're stuck in habits that hurt, we want to suffer less. And that desire to suffer less can also get wrapped up in this feeling of that who we are right now needs to be more cleaned up. And we're okay sharing ourselves with the world as long as it's just a little bit more cleaned up. Give us a few minutes to put the laundry away and clean up the toys on the floor and tidy up the kitchen. So there can be this idea of, I should look this way. Often underneath this is this idea of how we should be in this moment, how we should be feeling. And that desire to portray or share with others this more cleaned up version of ourselves, you know, it's just so tender. And often what comes with that is when we're having an experience that's uncomfortable, when we're having an experience that we think that we should be, quote, learning how to change or learning how to, quote, fix, it can create such a sense of tension and pressure when those circumstances arrive. This morning when I was driving to an errand, I could feel all this anxiety in my body and this agitation. And I could notice that there was another layer there where I was tightening against what I was feeling in my body. It's like I didn't want to feel anxious and I didn't want to feel agitated. So there was a part of me that was feeling anxious and agitated and irritable. And there was another part of me that was trying not to feel anxious and irritable and agitated. So I could feel like how that was creating more tension. And it was a reminder to me. Driving in rush hour traffic can help with that because it gives you time to take a deep breath of just to breathe. Take a deep breath. Like, it's what you're feeling right now It belongs and it's okay. And in the same way, I would feel that internal pressure to need to clean up my house before people saw it in its messy estate. I could see that same internal pressure to clean up my emotional house or to clean up my thinking house. Whatever was going on in my body and my nervous system, I needed to somehow clean it up so that it felt more, quote, palatable or okay. That tendency to expect always a cleaned up version of ourselves, ouch, it can really hurt. This was one of my favorite teachers, Wayne Muller. He's written several books, and this is how he describes it. Accepting who we are is a practice of non-harming. Sadly, much self-help literature contains seeds of harm. We are urged to remake ourselves into someone who will be spiritually or psychologically acceptable. And that is, acceptance is conditional on our, quote, performance in the areas of therapy, growth, or meditation. We are still not accepting ourselves unconditionally, just as we are in this moment with the full and joyful heart. A more merciful practice begins with acceptance. By surrendering into a deep acceptance of our own nature, rather than tearing apart who we are, we actually make room for genuine, rich, merciful, playful growth and change. If we feel our fundamental strength, creativity, and wisdom, then change is not frightening. Things simply fall away when they are ready, making room for the rich harvest underneath. And that's from his book, How Then Shall We Live? Whew, what a profound statement. That deep acceptance of our own nature rather than the tearing apart of who we are. I think the word that really strikes me in his comments is this idea of performance. It's like how our house looks can be a performance, or how our feelings or our growth is looking can feel like a performance. And so in a performance, what matters is how you do. So in a race, it's about your time. If you're playing the violin, did you hit all the right notes? That's that measurement, that kind of that aspect of measuring and categorizing. But we are not, we're human beings. We're not something to measure against some standard, some litmus test. So I would love to encourage you to soften any idea of, quote, performance or result, or a sense of, here as we're nearing the end of our days together, of how you thought you, quote, should have done, and the performance or the result that you think you should have gained. Because this isn't a performance. There's nothing you have to prove, nothing you have to do or achieve. That this course is really fundamentally about building a more merciful and tender relationship with those messy aspects of ourselves, to bring kindness to them. And that in that bringing that softness and that kindness, we can deepen that sense of acceptance for whatever is arising. So I think, as one of my mentors once said to me, it's not about fixing, quote, whatever we're struggling with, but how do we relate to it? How do we embrace it with love? How do we accept those moments where, okay, I'm feeling irritable, I'm feeling agitated, I'm feeling anxious, whatever it is that's arising, rather than seeing even something like our emotional well-being as something that we need to measure, that's some litmus test of our worth. So here's to the messy houses. Here's to the uncleaned bathroom and the dirty dishes in the sink. Here's to our anxieties and our rigidities and our beautiful, beautiful imperfections that simply arise as part of being human. Here's to all of it and embracing all of it as whole and as good. So today, I invite you simply to notice whatever is arising, and to offer it a subtle bow that we don't have to tear apart that moment. We don't have to tear apart who we are. There's no performance that moment and however you're feeling in that moment can exist.